Here for the deciding game are the three finalists. A user experience librarian from Chicago, Illinois, Emma Betcher, whose cash winnings yesterday totaled $26,400. A professional sports gambler from Las Vegas, Nevada, James Holzhauer, whose cash winnings totaled $49,326. And an 11th grade physics teacher from New Paltz, New York, Francois Barkham, who won $1,800 yesterday. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the deciding game in this year's Tournament of Champions. At the end of yesterday's program, I mentioned to James, boy, you certainly got off to a great start here today. And his response was, well, I figure Emma and Francois are really going to be bringing it here today. So I wanted to give myself a little bit of a cushion. Well, close to a $23,000 lead is more than just a little bit of a cushion. But if it happened on yesterday's program, it could happen here today. Let's find out. Emma, James, Francois, good luck. Let's go to work. Now the categories. First off, the Nifty 50s. Oh, yes, I remember those. Mountains of Asia. What's being measured? Snails? Sitcoms? All-stars. S-T-A-R coming up in each correct response. Francois, start.
Sitcoms for 600.
This series is a spin-off of The Big Bang Theory and also a prequel to it. Emma.
What is Young Sheldon?
Correct.
Mountains of Asia, 1,000.
These continent-separating mountains stretch 1,550 miles from the Arctic Ocean to Kazakhstan. Emma.
What are the Urals?
Urals, yes.
Mountains of Asia, 800.
Reaching almost 15,000 feet, these Zagros Mountains stretch along the western border of this nation. James.
What is Iran?
Yes.
Mountain 6.
Mount Apo is the highest peak in this Asian nation, and its name means grandfather in Tagalog. Emma.
What are the Philippines?
Yes.
Mountains of Asia, 400.
Rising to almost 13,000 feet, the Pontic Mountains of northern Turkey bend along the southern shore of this body of water. James.
What is the Black Sea?
You got it.
Nifty 50's 8.
In 1958, the United States entered the space race with the launch of this satellite that shares its name with a Ford SUV. James.
What is Explorer?
Good.
56.
Cleveland DJ Alan Freed gets the credit for popularizing this term for the music he played on the radio. James.
What is rock and roll?
Right.
50's 1,000.
Answer. You've just taken the lead away from Emma.
All of the chips.
All of the chips, indeed. Here is the clue. Eating out became easier with the introduction of this first multi-purpose charge card in 1950.
What is Diners Club?
That's it, yes. With 5,200.
Sitcoms, 1,000.
Eddie Haskell could tell you that in a popular 1950s sitcom, these were the two sons in the Cleaver family. James.
Were Wally and Beaver?
Yes.
Sitcoms, 8.
As grouchy, narrow-minded Calvin, Cedric the Entertainer heads up this show, set in a black area of Los Angeles. James.
What is The Neighborhood?
Right.
All-Stars, 1,000.
Jesus tells a parable about this seed of condiment fame. Emma.
What is a mustard seed?
Yes.
All-Star, 800.
One word meaning not wearing any clothes in Nottingham. Emma.
What is Starkers?
Correct.
Snails, 800.
Be careful around the aquatic cone snail. It produces these nerve poisons that can be venomous to humans. Emma.
What are neurotoxins?
That's right.
Snail, 1,000.
Tasmania produces around 25% of the world's wild-caught supply of this large edible sea snail, mainly the black lip variety. And we're talking about abalone. Back to you, Emma.
What's being measured, 1,000?
Barrels, fifths. X. James.
What is liquor?
More specific.
What is whiskey?
No. Emma or Francois? We're dealing with volume. Volume. All right. James in the lead with 6,000, and we're taking a break. Back in a moment. Welcome back, everyone. Quite apart from the way money can change your life. Just the fact that you are a Jeopardy champion can have a great impact on it.
I think one of my favorite things that's happened in the months since my games have aired is how many people I've heard from that have expressed support, particularly past teachers and professors that have just reached out, and it's meant the world to me, these people that I've learned so much from, to have them say, hey, I remember you, congratulations.
And do they all remember you as the bright person you have demonstrated?
That's what they say. I'm not sure if that's true.
All right, James, you have a double whammy going for you. You won so much money that I have to ask, have there been any people come out of the woodwork unexpectedly and try to take advantage of you because of what you succeeded in winning on our show?
Surprisingly, no. So, you know, just hope that continues.
Okay.
Thank you for giving them the idea, though.
Francois, what about you, sir?
Alex, I just wanted to say thanks. I thought everyone here is doing, you know, fabulous job on the show, and I also want to thank my family for coming and supporting me.
All right, good. Let's get back into this one then. Emma, you have 4,800. Go ahead.
What's being measured 800?
Grams per cubic meter. James.
What is density?
That's it.
Measured 6.
The Rankine scale, the Réaumur scale. Francois.
What is temperature?
That's it.
Sitcoms for 4.
On this 1990s sitcom, a well-to-do Southern California family took in a streetwise relative from Philadelphia. Emma.
What is the French Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
You almost changed his nationality there, didn't you? The French Prince. Okay, go again.
All-Star 600.
An Olympian who starts running less than a tenth of a second after the gun is guilty of this violation. James.
What's a false start?
Yes.
Stars 4.
Judy Greer's memoir is, I don't know what you know me from. My life as this type of actor. James.
What's a co-star?
Correct.
Stars 2.
The right side of a sailing ship. Emma.
What is starboard?
That's it.
Snails 600.
Snails make up part of the more than 45,000 species in this class of animals that has a name meaning stomach foot. James.
What are gastropods?
Good.
Snails 4.
Snails are eaten in many countries, including as this Provençal named delicacy in French cuisine. Emma.
What is escargot?
Good.
What's being measured? 400.
Knots. Mach number. Emma.
What is speed?
Yes.
The Nifty 50s, 400.
In 1951, this mischievous kid made his comic strip debut. Emma.
Who is Dennis the Menace?
Right.
Nifty 50s, 200.
A toast to Coors, which started making its cans with this metal in 1959. James.
What's aluminum?
Right.
Asia 2.
These imposing peaks have a name meaning abode of snow. Francois.
What are the Himalayas?
Right.
Snails for 2.
The eyes of most land snails are found atop the pairs of long stalks called V's, like the limbs of a cephalopod. Francois.
What are tentacles?
Tentacles, yes.
Sitcoms for 2.
Randall Park stars in this sitcom about a family of Asian immigrants in the United States. Francois.
What is fresh off the boat?
Right. Now the last clue. What's being measured? Bunders, hectares, gerbs. James.
What is area?
Area. You are right. Francois, he gets to go first in Double Jeopardy. We're going to resolve this championship very shortly. Stay with us.
Closed captioning sponsored in part by...
When your skin is feeling dry and crinkly, time for Gold Bond Healing Lotion. Penetrates 10 surface layers deep with 7 moisturizers, 3 vitamins. Gold Bond.
Thanks for staying with us. Francois, take a look at the board now as we reveal the categories for this Double Jeopardy round. Female firsts, followed by gym class, strange spelling, classic American plays, before, during, and after. Yeah, I know it's scary. Architecture, each correct response beginning with the letter R. And finally, movie foreign cities. Where do we start?
Movie foreign cities, 16.
1989, Jesus of this, not in the Holy Land, James.
It was Nazareth?
Nope. Francois or Emma? What is Montreal? Interesting. Francois?
Architecture for 12.
This drawing of a proposed building can be much more detailed than a blueprint, including little people and trees. James.
What's a rendering?
Rendering, that's the word.
Female first, 16.
In 1919, this lady, the former Nancy Langhorne of Virginia, was the first woman to sit in the British Parliament. James.
Was Astor.
Lady Astor, yes.
Female 12.
250 years after Magellan's expedition, Jean Boré became the first woman to do this. James.
What is circumnavigate the Earth?
Yes.
Female first two.
The first woman in space was Valentina Tereshkova, riding into the heavens on the sixth launch in this Soviet space program. James.
What is Vostok?
Good.
Classic American play, 16.
In 1933, his play, Ah, Wilderness, opened in New York, with George M. Cohan as one of the leads. James.
Who is O'Neill?
Eugene O'Neill, right.
Plays 12.
In this Jason Miller drama, members of a high school basketball team celebrate the 20th anniversary of their state title. James again.
What is that championship season?
Yes.
Plays 2.
Junk dealer Harry Brock hires a tutor to give his mistress, Billy Dawn, some culture and class in this play. Emma.
What is Born Yesterday?
Good.
Female first, 800.
Answer?
Oh, really double.
All right.
All right, 8,600.
Okay, here is the clue. Catherine Bigelow became Oscar's first female best director for this film with only one named female character.
What is The Hurt Locker?
That's it, yes. You're in the lead now, 17,200.
All right. Classic American plays, 800.
The role of Pale in Burn This by Lanford Wilson is a showcase for young actors. John Malkovich in 1987 and this man in 2019. Emma.
Who is Driver?
Adam Driver, yes.
Gym class, 1200.
He'd assumed Mexican citizenship years before, but his exploits as a colonel in the Texas Army in 1836 made him famous. James.
Was Bowie.
Jim Bowie, yeah.
Jim, 16.
This Marine Corps general was the first defense secretary in the Trump administration. Emma.
Who is Mattis?
Mattis, yes.
Gym class, 2000.
This former district attorney of New Orleans was played by Kevin Costner in JFK. James.
Was Garrison.
Jim Garrison, yeah.
Architecture, 16.
Answer. Daily double.
Oh. 8,615.
Okay. As a style, it was early 19th century British. As a building, it's the Atlanta Hyatt that began the Hotel Atrium era.
What is Georgian?
No, it has to begin with the letter R. And the correct response is Regency. So you're at 10,585. Pick again.
Architecture, 2000.
Here's Jimmy at the Smithsonian Castle.
The castle, the Smithsonian Institution's main building, was designed by this prolific 19th century architect who would go on to design St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Correct response. Who is James Renwick, or Renwick, if you prefer? Back to you, James.
Before, during, and after two.
Andrew Lloyd Webber collaborator, whose flooded Asian crop field won an Oscar for writing Network. James.
Who is Tim Rice Paddy Chayefsky?
Correct.
Before, during, and after 16.
The singer who voiced the Ape King in The Jungle Book was a leading female opera soloist and the queen of disco. James.
Who is Louis Prima Donna Summer?
Yeah.
Before 12.
Rug-cutting 1984 Bruce Springsteen tune about Sophie Turner's title X-Men character who plays NBA hoops in Arizona. Francois.
What is Dancing in the Dark Phoenix Suns?
Yes. That pleases you no end, I can tell.
Female first for 400.
In July of 1923, Italian actress Eleonora Duse became the first woman to grace the cover of this U.S. magazine, issue number 22. Emma.
What is Time?
Yeah.
Movie Foreign Cities, 2000.
1959. This, My Love, or Mon Amour, if you prefer. Francois.
What is Paris?
No. James or Emma? What is Hiroshima? Back to you, Emma.
A movie Foreign Cities, 12.
2007, The Blank Limited. Francois.
What is Darjeeling?
Good.
Movie Foreign Cities for 8.
1964, The Umbrellas of Emma?
What is Cherbourg?
Good.
Architecture 800.
Edward Durell Stone was the architect of this theater at Rockefeller Center with the fabulous interior by Donald Deske. Emma?
What is Radio City Music Hall?
You got it.
Before, during, and after 800.
2011 New York City protest movement composed of the Jets or Sharks and Mao's elite quartet. James?
What is Occupy Wall Street Gang of Four?
Good.
Before 400?
AMC zombie spinoff about the last thing Wild Bill was dealt, an antiseptic cleansing agent. James?
What is Fear the Walking Dead Man's Hand Sanitizer?
Yes.
Architecture 4?
There, the beams supporting a sloping roof, having them exposed, can give a funky industrial look. James?
What are rafters?
Rafters is right.
Cities 4?
1958, Seven Hills of... James.
What is Rome?
Good.
Plays 4.
This Arthur Miller character makes his way on a smile and a shoeshine. James.
Was Willie Loman?
He's the one.
Jim 8.
Jim Lovell was aboard Apollo 8, the first manned craft to make this circuit. Aboard Apollo 13, Jim made the same trip, unplanned. James.
What is rounding the moon?
Yep.
400.
On Father's Day in 1964, Jim Bunning, father of nine, tossed one of these for the Phillies. Nobody reached base. James.
What's a perfect game?
You got it. That takes you up to 17,785. Now we're going to show the folks at home the scores of yesterday's match. Players, Final Jeopardy coming up, and today you get to deal with international disputes. Make your wagers. Back in a moment.
Consumer Cellular presents the Tournament of Champions.
We are dealing with international disputes. Players, here's your clue. A dispute over Itorofu, Habomai, Kunashiri, and Shikotan has kept these two countries from ever signing a World War II peace treaty. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Well, we start with you. You were in third place in this match today, and you came up against two players who were really fast on that signaling device. But you came up with the correct response. What are Japan and Russia? And what did you risk today? 1,600. You double your score to 3,200. And yesterday, you accumulated 1,800. That gives you a two-day total of 5,000. Now we come to James. He was in second place today, going into final.
Not the first time, Demma.
17,785. Did he come up with Japan and Russia? He did indeed. What did he wager today? 9,812. That gives him a total of 27,597 for today. We add that to the 49,326 from yesterday, and that gives you a two-day total of 76,923. Over to Emma. 21,600 going into the final today. Looking for Japan and Russia. Finding Japan and Russia. What did you wager today? 17,000. That brings you up to 38,600. Yesterday, you had 26,400, giving you a two-day total of 65,000. That'll get bumped up to 100,000. But James Holzhauer, congratulations. You've just won $250,000. Enjoy the moment. What a match. What a match. $50,000 for Francois. Congratulations. Hey. Way to go. Speaking of going, that's what we're doing. We'll see you all on Monday. Take care, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the tournament. We did.
The Jeopardy! Tournament of Champions is presented by Consumer Cellular. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by Home Advisor. Find pros for any home project.
Most homeowners draw a blank when asked what their home projects should cost. That's why at Home Advisor, you can see what others paid for similar jobs in your area. Start your next home project knowing what you should pay. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Your skin has different needs at night, That's why there's Gold Bond Overnight Lotion. Works while you sleep as hyaluronic acid locks in moisture. Gold Bond Overnight Lotion.